This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Ghana is the country which radiates the spirit of democracy. Addressing the Parliament of Ghana, the Prime Minister said he was deeply honoured to address the esteemed House. He called it a privilege to be in Ghana and said as the representative of the world's largest democracy, he has brought with him goodwill and greetings of 1.4 billion Indians. He said, Ghana is known as the land of gold, not just for what lies beneath its soil, but as much for the warmth and strength in its people's heart. He said, for India, democracy is not just a political system, it is a part of its fundamental culture.
India is the mother of democracy. Hamare liye loktantra ek system nahi balki samskar hai. Hazaron varshon se loktantra ne bhartiya samaj ko nirantar gati di hai. For us, democracy is not merely a system. It is a part of our fundamental values. From thousands of years ago, we have examples of centers like Vaishali. The Rig Veda, one of the world's oldest scriptures.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Ghana's President John Dramani Mahama held delegation-level talks and the two nations agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership. They discussed expanding cooperation in trade, investment, agriculture, digital technology, capacity building, infrastructure and people-to-people ties. Four MOUs in the fields of culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine and a joint commission mechanism were signed between the two countries. On the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister has left for Trinidad and Tobago. He will hold talks with the President Christine Carla Kangaloo and Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesar in Port of Spain. They will discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi is also expected to address a joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. He will address the Indian diaspora too. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today inaugurated the first national-level conference of chairpersons of urban local bodies in the states and union territories at International Center for Automotive Technology, Manesar in Haryana. The theme of the two-day conference is Role of Urban Local Bodies in Strengthening Constitutional Democracy and Nation Building. Speaking on the occasion, Lok Sabha Speaker said that urban local bodies are one of the strongest pillars of democracy. He said strengthening these institutions will help fulfill the need and aspirations of the people. He added that it is the responsibility of everyone to strengthen the democratic institutions of the country. In the US, four people were killed and 14 others injured in a mass shooting in Chicago's River North neighborhood. Media reports said at least three victims remain in critical condition. The shooting occurred outside a restaurant and lounge that was hosting an album release party for a rapper, Mellow Bucks. A vehicle pulled up and at least one gunman inside it opened fire on a crowd gathered outside before quickly fleeing the scene. Police said no arrests have been made so far and the investigation is on. Normal life in Himachal Pradesh has been severely disrupted over the past few days due to heavy rainfall, cloudburst, flash floods and landslides. Since the 20th of last month, rain-related incidents have claimed 63 lives, injured 109 people, and 40 individuals are still reportedly missing. Mandi district has been the worst hit. 11 people have died in Mandi district alone, and 34 others are still missing. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall at some places in the state today and tomorrow. In Uttarakhand too, heavy rain have triggered landslides, blocking roads, including the Chardham Yatra route. And the benchmark domestic equity indices today failed to hold gains and ended with modest losses. Both the indices gave up their initial positive momentum and slipped into negative territory in the last hour of trade. And in cricket, India have strengthened their position against host England in the second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy with a commanding batting display on day two. The visitors were 395 for 5 a short while ago. Captain Shubman Gill's unbeaten century and a gritty half-century from Ravindra Jadeja has reinforced India's strong position. And that is the end of this news bulletin.